you are tuned into Sakisi's We're Building the Nation, Bodinasi, where every Monday we just focus on anything to do with health issues. So come engage with me, 061-862-1065. And it is very, very, very cold here in the Mother City. But that also brings us to our first interview for today, which will be with Ilana Gerslovitz. And she's the founder and director of the Star Academy and was raised on a farm in the Free State and moved to Johannesburg to pursue a career in law. And after specializing in labor law, she was admitted to an attorney in 2000 and practiced a labor law until autism changed her life forever. And in 2004, her son David was diagnosed with autism. So good afternoon, Ilana. How are you?
Good afternoon.
And Ilana, so before we get straight into the interview, as many parents that receive news that their child is on the autistic spectrum feels that it feels for them like their world is coming to an end. So as a qualified lawyer, what was it like for you?
It was exactly the same. It felt like my world was coming to an end. We were so broken. We were so scared. And we were so worried about our son's future. But I'm here to share with everybody today that autism is, in fact, a treatable condition. Early intervention is very important, but it's never too late to start the right treatment.
And when you speak about it's treatable, what do you mean exactly?
I'm glad you asked that question, because when a parent hears that word autism, it can be so frightening, and you think, oh my goodness, my child is can't learn, or he's not going to have a future. What it really just means is that they are developmentally delayed and they need a specialized education program to work towards catching them up to their peers. Parents should never put a ceiling on their child's progress and development. If anyone ever says this child will never go to school or he won't speak or he won't this or that, don't listen to those things, because I don't know how those people can predict that. It is very possible for children on the autism spectrum to receive specialized instruction and then to acquire the developmental skills that they're missing so that they can function, so that they can communicate, so that they can go to school and live that life that the parents want for them. You know, I'm not trying to say that every case is just going to completely reverse. Having said that, there are those children that do recover from autism. But no parents need give up on their hopes and dreams for their child's future. So all the children can learn to communicate and can acquire a level of independence and functionality.
And Ilana, speaking about that and speaking about the treatment process, so in 2009, you basically hosted your first challenging children's conference here in South Africa, where it basically provided a platform for the presentation on the latest around autism treatments. So if you can maybe tell us a little bit more of the discoveries that arose from that conference.
Yes, in 2009, we hosted the Challenging Children Conference, and we brought experts in autism, both in the education field and the medical field, to South Africa. That conference was groundbreaking for South Africa, and we had professionals and parents attend the conference, and for the first time, they were hearing, well, we can teach them. There are underlying medical issues that are treatable, and when we treat those issues, the children can feel better and be in a state where they can learn better. So just to share a little bit about the conference, we had a medical doctor who told us all about how children on the spectrum can have food allergies, they can have deficiencies in essential vitamins and minerals, they can have immune issues, inflammation that needs to be treated, and really just medical conditions that do have medical solutions. There's a very big gut-brain connection in autism, and that's also what the conference revealed, is that if we want to fix the brain, we must fix the gut. And then on the education side, we learned at the Challenging Children Conference about a methodology called Applied Behavior Analysis, ABA. ABA is the only evidence-based treatment for children on the spectrum, and in fact, the methodology that we follow at the Star Academy in South Africa.
And then, Ilana, so with David, it wasn't visible from the start that he was autistic. Is that normal in some cases, just listening by what you have stated already?
Yes, absolutely. The majority of cases that you have a normal baby, you know, his Apgar was 9 out of 10, everything's fine. You take home the typically developing child, physically looks completely normal, and all of a sudden, one day they start losing skills. They stop talking or they lose eye contact. They don't respond to their name. They could be flapping their hands, walking on their toes, lining up their toys. Those are all red flags to autism. And then some kids just don't develop the vocal speech at all, or they just stop developing. So some children develop and then stop developing. And other children, they can even develop speech, and then all of a sudden, usually before the age of 3, they have a regression where they lose their speech, their eye contact, their understanding. And that's how autism develops. So it's not something you're born with. You are born with a genetic vulnerability. And if your genetics are exposed to triggers in the environment, it will express that regressive autism.
And what advice do you have for parents that are going through that phase? Because you just explained it so beautifully now.
My advice to parents is put on your boxing gloves. Don't ever, ever give up. Erase the word accept from your vocabulary. There is absolutely nothing to accept about an autism diagnosis. If the child had diabetes, would you just accept it? No. You would find their insulin. You find the doctor who can help you. You don't take no for an answer. Educate yourself. Do the research and know that there are many treatments that can help your child onto the road to recovery. Parents can also get my book. It's called Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism. I wrote this book so that it could be a guide to other parents walking this journey. And they can get the book from Takealot or Loot.
And then people that are currently tuned in, especially the stigma that is attached to autism and so forth, like what needs to happen to create more inclusivity for autistic individuals and also breaking that stigma that is attached to autism?
I'm so glad that you asked this question. We could speak about it for a full hour. I think if there's teachers listening, if there's professionals listening, doctors, OTs, speech therapists, please open your mind to possibility. I know that sometimes it can feel overwhelming, but let's just open up to one child in your class. Inclusive education is a legal right. It's not a privilege. In terms of the Constitution of South Africa, the Independent Schools Act, Education White Paper 6, children on the spectrum have a right to be included in school. We need to embrace the difference. And we, you know, typically developing children are not going to be able to develop the understanding and the compassion that they need when they want they're going to be adults. If we don't include children with a difference now, we've got a lot of religious schools out there. If you are true to your morals and values that you have in your mission statement, you need to be inclusive. We have a lot of work to do in this area.
But also, as you mentioned, they are entitled to education in the school that they prefer, for that matter. Won't that scare them, or Yeah, what goes with that? Because it can be very frightening or overwhelming for an individual.
The Star Academy provides education and training to many school facilitators so that children on the spectrum can be included in mainstream schools, and so we can make that a reality for them. We want them to model only from typically developing children. We don't group children on the spectrum in a classroom. Every child on the spectrum is in fact an individual, and they require their individualized developmental curriculum. I don't know how schools group children on the spectrum in a classroom and then, you know, try to teach them one curriculum. That's hard for me to understand. It works very well when you include them. Obviously, not every child can just be included. The child does have to have prerequisite skills to attend school, but if the child is given the correct support, they can be successful and they can be given the skills that they need not to be anxious and to keep up with their peers. That's actually what the Star Academy program is all about.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Ilana, for speaking to us and also conveying that. So for assistance, which is very, very important. So how do people reach out to the Star Academy if they want to know a little bit more about your approach?
I'm so glad that you're asking how they can reach out to us. There's so much I have to share, because first of all, for parent support, and this is so important, please join our Facebook group. It's called Autism Now What? Okay? Then, no matter where you are in South Africa, whether you're in the Cape or Natal or Gauteng, please go to www.thestaracademy.co.za. And you can also call us. Our head office takes all queries, 011-440-7796. We have wonderful trained ABA instructors in the Cape area who can assist your children and implement an education program for them. And I also consult with parents on a daily basis, where I help them and support them and give them information so that they know what's available and that they have the information to make decisions on treatment options. So if you want to book a consultation with me, you can also do that on the website or call the head office.
Excellent stuff. You mentioned the Facebook page is called Autism Now.
Autism Now What?
Now What? Okay, no yes. Problem. Are there any additional words in closing?
Yes. I know as a parent, raising a child with special needs can feel very, very overwhelming at times. Please don't ever give up hope. As long as you hold on to hope and faith, anything is possible. The minute you lose hope, you're finished. And things can change. There are so many things that you can do to help your child get better. Please don't despair. Never give up on hope.
Thank you very much, Ilana, for taking the time to speak to us today and to convey this amazing advice today. So all the best and have a good day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Ilana Gus-Lovitz, and she's the founder and director at the Star Academy. And she was just telling us a little bit more about the amazing work that they are doing by creating inclusivity for people with autism or individuals that are on the autistic spectrum. So reach out to them. They do have a Facebook page. It's called Autism Now What? And then their landline is 011-440-7796. Or alternatively, go via the website, which is thestaracademy.co.za. It's that easy to get hold of them. And so please don't just give up, like she Ilana stated. Go do your research and don't accept no for an answer. So that is the main message that she gave today.